So in this new Torah, Torah Memtet, 49 levels of Tumah, 49 levels of Tahara. We know this from Sefiras HaOmer. We know this about the Jewish people were in 49 levels of Tumah in Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to pull them out. And also says about Moshe Rabbeinu, Chaseru Me'at Me'elokim. Moshe Rabbeinu had a lacking, a little Me'at. He had a little bit lacking of the Memtet. He only had Memtet. He didn't have Shara Nun. Chazal say when he passed away, Nun Bo, he reached Shar HaNun. That's why we know that Tzadikim, even after they die, they are continuing to grow. And there's a phenomenal facet that in this Torah Memtet, Rabbi Nachman is going to relate to us a little bit in the subconscious about this concept of Memtet Shari Tumah, Memtet Shari Kedusha, that you can go as low and be see people doing the worst and can go the high Memtet of the highest of the highest, and you can go the low, right? Strictly related to the Talu Rot, the Lamed Melachot, in two facets also. You know, Shabbos is already the Bechina of 10, the Bechina of Malchus, and therefore they're inside Shabbos because it's already the 10. You have the Lamed Tet and the Talu Rot, not the Memtet, and the Memtet is on a regular day, the Memtet Shari Tumah, etc. Right, which is the Memtet is Tameh is a tomb from the word Adam, concealed and closed, and not ability, which is, you know, the Greek world of atoms versus the Jewish world of E equals MC squared, of everything is light and not a tomb and not particles, but everything is light. Leave that aside for a second. Rabbi Nachman is telling us something profound. We are all chelak elokim imal chaser mat melokim. We all are chaser a little bit, but we're godly. We're godly. We're not God. We're godly. And in what regard are we godly? Kadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. And in order to create a world, he had to be mitzamtzem himself. He had to create tzimtzum. He had to constrict himself, condense himself, compress himself, in order for other things to be able to be revealed. We are also in that regard godly. Our midos, our ratzon, our desire is finiteless. There's no limit to our desire, and it can be bad, and it can be good. Now, the way in order to know if I'm constantly desiring, I'm never going to put myself aside in order to actually do something. So we have to create tzimtzum in order to bring out certain facets of myself. And that's why in Sifrei, in Yiddishkeit, in Sifrei Pnimius, it's Ahava that's Molid Yira. Avram is Molid Yitzchak. Ela Todot Avram bin Yitzchak, right? Yitzchak bin Avram. Avram Molid Yitzchak. Avram begat Yitzchak. Avram brought forth Yitzchak. Yira comes from Ahava. When I love something so much, that's when I create Tzimtzum, right? Is it easy for a husband and wife to keep Tarat Mishpacha, to not be together for 2 weeks? No, but it's because of their love for each other and their desire for this love to be kindled many more years, then they go on this reality of Tzimtzum so they can be Mitzamtzem. Now, in a beautiful way, do I want to tell my kids no? Do I want to tell my kids that it's bedtime and that they can't have certain things to eat and that they can't play with certain toys? No, but it's only because of my Ahava to them and my desire for them to actually be able to enjoy certain things and not constantly jump from thing to thing to thing to thing to thing and not be too tired to actually enjoy what they're doing, that I am mitzamtzem and I'm creating tzimtzum. But that comes from Ahava. If my tzimtzum comes from din, from controlling, from subjugation, then that's not the tzimtzum we're talking about. That's not the Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzamtzem himself out of Ahava in order to give, to allow us to be self-sufficient, in order for us to be able to do things on our own. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world where there's a bottom up, where it's not a top down reality, where he's not controlling us, but rather a world where there's a bechira, and in order to create bechira, he created tzimtzum, and that's for us to be the best we can be, and to surpass angels in ways that are profound, as the Malach says to Yaakov, Kisarita Menashim Ve'Milukim V'Tochal, you're able to withhold the battle and vatuchal, and you have more energy to surpass that. And in a great way, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, and Rabbi Nachman is teaching us, the same way Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzamtzem himself out of Ahava in order to create a world where we can therefore exist. We have to be mitzamtzem ourselves in order to create further potential. So the husband and wife, they're not mitzamtzem each other and not being together and doing all the archakos just to alienate each other. On the contrary, it's so when they are together, 2 weeks later, they have a further excitement, right? When a guy and a girl are dating and they're going on one of the hardest missions of being Shomer Negiyah, they don't do it because it's fun. They're doing it because they understand that in order to really have a profound marriage and kindle the relationship further, this is the best way. The same way husband and wife, in order to kindle the relationship, they're doing such a thing. So Rabbi Nachman is teaching us something profound. Our tzimtzum is not for the sake of tzimtzum. We're not chas v'shalom like other theology ideas that are saying, you know, the best way, the man is tainted and therefore he has to let go of certain desires. No, man is not tainted. Man is creating the image of God. In the same way, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzantzem himself in order for things to happen. We have to mitzantzem ourselves in order for great things to happen. So we have to mitzantzem our achila in order for our achila to be great. We have to mitzantzem our sexual desires in order for our sexual life to be great. We have to mitzantzem our desire of constantly giving and giving and giving to our children in order for our children, our giving to be great. The avoda of tzimtzum is the artist avoda. We don't realize it because we don't see it as an avoda. We see it as a byproduct. But Rabbi Nachum is telling us it's a profound way, right? I have to mitzamtzem my thoughts in order to daven. I have to be not learning now in order to daven. I have to mitzamtzem my desire to help another yid in order to really just finish the sugya. Or I have to mitzamtzem my desire to learn in order to help a yid. And it's all for to bring out further ideas. That's the idea of Mem Tet Shari Tum Mem Tet Shari Kedusha. A person, a road to hell is paved in good intentions. A person doesn't know how to be Mitzantzem. If the ends justify the means, then and there's no Tzimtzum, then you're Mem Tet Shari Tumah, and then you're on the way to evil. But in the real world, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzantzem himself in order to do good, and it comes out of Ahava. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is hidden in the world because from Ahava, because he doesn't want to overshadow us, he doesn't want to micromanage us. And we also have to work we have an avodas Hashem. It's called the avodas Hashem of tzimtzum, of constricting certain things in order to do things be'emes. A person who's all over the place, he's not anywhere. If a person really wants to do something, he has to condense himself, he has to constrict himself in order to do true avodas Hashem. This is something that's lacking in the New Age world, where I do whatever I feel. There has to be an avoda of tzimtzum in order for you to really be able to do your avoda and bring your heart to the right place. We should be zochem.